Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
If you wanna leave, some kinds of magic, it's hard to believe. Who wanna know? I don't wanna leave. Some kinds of magic, it's hard to believe.
Northern Lights.
Alright, I could have done without that beginning to this tune. Casey Musgraves, the featured artist of the week. Here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Oh, what a feeling. Oh, what a feeling.
That's not the name of the song.
What I have.
So what a world.
Oh, what a world. Oh, who cares? Oh, what a feeling. Oh, what a world.
It's oh, what a world.
Oh, what a world. Well, is a feeling a part of the world?
No.
Okay. Kevin Jenks joins us from the NBC World Series. He is the tournament director. Kevin, how are you?
I'm all about the feelings.
I hear you. How's it coming together over there at Lawrence Dumont Stadium?
You know, real well. We're excited. We've got everything in place. At least it seems like it right now. The calm before the storm. So, looking forward to big number 84.
Tell us about.
Sorry, Jeff's playing.
No, I thought he had a follow up question. Then
Jeff
had
a big word that he was.
That's just not the truth.
Words with friends. Go ahead.
That's
Jeff.
Not the truth. I thought you had another question. Who's in the first week? We got Liberal. what?
That's your question.
Yeah. Who else is in the first week?
Read a schedule.
I'll just take the rest of the show. I got it for the next hour and 15 minutes here. Okay.
I get into my better questions as the interview goes on. It's going to be hard hitting here in a minute, but I'm throwing you a softball or two.
Oh, I appreciate that. I look forward to your challenging questions.
You're welcome.
BJ's are back. Yes. BJ's, of course, a strong team. They've been coming to the NBC World Series for 60 years. Since. He's got 5 national titles, so they're coming in, of course. Mulvane Patriots, a team just in their second year of existence and another solid season. They're back in first week. Another local team, the Newton Rebels, are here. Hutch Monarchs are a local team coming in. We've got a few new ones, a couple from Texas. San Diego is represented by 4 teams total in this year's NBC World Series. So, looking forward to it. Got some new ones and got some old faces as well.
Kevin Jenks with us from the NBC World Series. Last season, it appears, at Lawrence Dumont, I know this has caused some confusion. Is the NBC done? No. If it will probably have to move for at least a year, and I think you've got those arrangements worked out. But how much does this kind of throw things into a little bit of the unknown category?
And our approach is trying to be as simple as possible. Is we know we're here this year, and we know the 85th NBC World Series will still be played in Wichita next year. It's just a matter of where, and we'll find that out here, I think, in a few short weeks or short months, whatever may happen, and then we'll go from there. But we've had the conversations with Wichita State, and so. If we do go there, we're ready for that. We have things in place. All we have to do is just basically sign the agreement and go get ready for playing over at X Stadium, which, of course, as we all know, is one of the finest college baseball facilities in the country. So we're looking forward to that. And if we're back here, then we're back here, and it's business as usual. So that's kind of the thing. The big question we received a lot the last few months was, what's the future for the NBC World Series? And the future is really good. So we're not going anywhere. We're not leaving town. We're not folding up as an organization. So, we've got a great future and looking forward to it. And I think there's going to be some things coming up with next year that we're really excited that we've been working on and talking more about that will even make it more appealing to a broader fan base of of baseball fans in our community.
Well, now you got to tell us a little bit about what that is. We're not going to allow you to just tease our audience.
I will just, like I kind of alluded to, just those who enjoy the ball field, I think will enjoy a newer aspect of what we're doing with the National Baseball Congress. And so partnering with Wichita State is going to be favorable for a lot in our community outside the baseball world. And I'll leave it at that. So those are some things that we're working on.
So
don't worry, we're not developing the National Football Congress or the National Hockey or anything like that. We don't know that sport very well, so we'll just stick to baseball.
All right, here comes some hard-hitting questions, Kevin. Obviously, initially sad when the Kansas Stars announced they were not going to return. Now that the tournament is here, sad again because they've added Johnny Damon, Nick Swisher, Jonathan Papelbon et al. Talk me out of my morose about that. Any chance they'll ever return?
I'm really sad because you can't interview these guys that you grew up watching.
I am sad.
Analyzing and things like that. That's the only reason why you're heartbroken over it. I mean, the Stars, bottom line, were great for the NBC World Series. They helped us in a lot of great ways. Things didn't work out this year. I'll put it this way. I didn't sit and mope about it for any time because we've got a show to put on. And at the same time, we've got 18 leagues that affiliate with us. Some of them are showing up. Some of them aren't showing up to the NBC World Series this year. And those are the guys we're trying to take care of and always have. And that's why our dates needed to be where they are this year. You know, I wish the Stars the best. And maybe someday that will fit into the NBC World Series. And maybe it won't. I don't know. But right now we just try to put on the best show we can for our teams. But certainly we've got to be able to make the NBC an atmosphere that local fans and fans coming into Wichita enjoy. And I think you'll see that with the World Series this year. I know there are still those people who would like to see baseball on the clock come back. But one thing about baseball on the clock, it was really the only promotion you heard about during the NBC. Now we focus on having different promotions on every day of the World Series and making it enjoyable for everyone, because not everyone can endure 56 hours of baseball continuously. So it's a different time because it's also a different time with summer collegiate baseball. And we've got to get it a little bit better or a lot better in some areas of figuring that out and still be and continue being the dominant national tournament that we've always been.
Kevin Jinks with us from the NBC. You said national.
Did I answer your question there, Jeff?
That was a good answer.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Now I'm going to hit you with a somewhat hard hitting. You and I have talked about this numerous times. I'm a huge aficionado of the NBC. Go back many years, watching first with my father, covering for nearly 30 years. The one thing that I would say, and you'll address this, you told me via an email. I just want to make sure that the national part of this brand continues to shine through. And I know that's something you've worked on since you got there. How difficult has it been, Kevin, to attract teams from all over?
It really, truly is probably the most challenging aspect of what we do year-round. And what I mean by that is that we have the conversations, we make the phone calls, we meet with these guys at the national convention, and travel expenses are so crazy for these guys to get to Wichita. It's not a thing where people don't know about us. The guys that run those Cape Cods, the Coastal Carolinas leagues and places like that we're trying to get representation from, they know about us. It's just a matter of, you know, they're also in it to try to make some money too, or at least break even. It's just a different time. I mean, ask any of our local leagues the struggles they have, the challenges they have. There's a whole lot of elements that come into it. I mean, there are more summer collegiate baseball teams in leagues than there ever has been. And while that you can look at that, well, that's great for the sport, it's hurting the product when you look at it as a whole. And I'm saying as a whole. I'm not trying to badmouth any leagues or any teams, that whether they're local or they're out of Florida. What I'm just saying is that it's a different approach now, And, for example, the Jayhawk doesn't get the level of players consistently from top to bottom that they did 20 years ago. And so there's that aspect. You also have college coaches. Wichita State is an example. They typically shut down most of their pitchers in the summer. That has a domino effect on whether, no matter who it is. And it certainly, we're the end byproduct of summer collegiate baseball. So at the end of the summer, there's fewer pitchers, fewer arms out there, and that can hurt. I mean, that plays a role into what the NBC World Series is about. And we're taking a long, hard look at shortening the number of teams and the number of days that we have our event, make it enjoyable, make it prosperous, because there's just, it's a different time, and certainly money is a big issue of these guys trying to have enough of it to get into Wichita every summer.
So all dogs are allowed every day of the tournament. I want to sell you on this. I could bring my cat, Nettie Harris, out and save on cleanup because she will eat every stray popcorn kernel in the stadium. What do you think?
Well, no cats, please.
So I'm allergic to cats.
What?
And no, I'm not. But, I mean, we try to be cognizant of everybody. We are going to allow dogs every day. We have some guidelines that people need to understand and adhere to. You're not going to see dogs sitting in the sitting bowl of the stadium. So if you're behind the backstop, the dog isn't allowed. We'll have sections or areas of the stadium dedicated for dogs and their parents. And that's just part of it. And so we want people to be able to bring their pets out, but certainly we also need to be, treat other fans here with respect as well.
Kevin Jinks with us, tournament director, NBC World Series. It gets started tomorrow night. Four games, at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. It sounds like that, Jeff and I are going to be throwing out the first pitch around 6 o'clock. That what an honor.
Yeah, why?
What's happened to you guys? You can't find the mayor?
Well, actually, you'll be out there with the mayor. So,
sweet.
Oh, we're going to be with the mayor.
Before the feature game at around 6:45, I knew that we had representation from KFH throwing out a first pitch. Was not aware it was you guys. That's fantastic.
Well, who else could it possibly be? No offense.
Well, yeah, there's a few others on your station there that could do a fine job of throwing out a first pitch and representing the station, the brand.
I'm racking my brain, but go ahead.
Well, we're glad to have you guys. I think you're live out here tomorrow.
We are. We're doing the show from there tomorrow during the Northwest Arizona Boom Derby Twins game. So. Be out there with my Derby folks. And then and then Saturday, we're excited to represent League 42. I am, as we'll be selling raffle tickets and doing some cool stuff like that. So we're looking forward to the weekend.
You've got a great prize package, too. So looking forward to seeing you guys raise a lot of money for League 42.
All right, Kevin. Good luck with the tournament. We look forward to it. Again, the tournament runs from Friday, tomorrow, through August 11th. First week what do you call the first week?
You just said it, first week.
That's the first week. Two teams from the first week get into the championship week, correct?
That's right. So 16 teams battle it out, put in full play, three-game guarantee for each team. We'll have two come out of first week, and they start with a clean slate and basically $4,000 to $5,000 in their pocket, and they move into championship week where 14 of our more traditional, more successful teams come in. And one of them is the Clarinda Iowa A's, always a fan favorite. The good folks of Clarinda Iowa will be here starting on August 3rd or 4th. And we've got a nice setup for the tournament, and it should be a lot of fun this first week. Weather's going to be fantastic. We've got a lot of, if you enjoy a cold beer, we've got plenty of specials for that, but also great opportunities for the kids, too. Also want to stress that, if I can, all kids who wear their youth jerseys, whether it's softball or baseball, get a free admission every day, every game of the NBC World Series. We really want to get kids to come out, experience the product. Been here since 1935.
Sounds great. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thanks, Kevin.
It. Thank you.
Kevin Jinks, NBC Tournament Director. The tournament, the 84th version of the National Baseball Congress World Series, starts tomorrow at LD. We do have two pairs of tickets to give away right now to the tournament. 869-1240. Give Max a call. Two pair of tickets right now to the NBC World Series.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.